A storm of public concern erupted after 50 dead sea lions were hauled up with nets in a British Columbian salmon farm. Now it turns out a wide range of marine mammals, including endangered species, are routinely shot or drowned by the Canadian fish farming industry. It's just another black eye for fish farms, which are already accused of killing off wild stocks and polluting the sea. Let's investigate with the Living Ocean Society in Canada. I have Catherine Stewart of Living Ocean Society here in the studio with me. This weekend, all of the newspapers have been covering the deaths of the sea lions over in Clackwood Sound, and I'm wondering if you can fill our listeners in on how this came about.
Well, there is a much higher sea lion population than normal in Clackwood right now, which may be attributed to climate change. The sea lions are following their prey. If the waters are warming and the fish they prey on are moving north, then the lions are too. But the problem is when they encounter fish farms, salmon farms, in open neck cages floating in the ocean, it's like ringing a dinner bell for any marine mammal predator that's attracted to fish. There's, you know, anywhere from 500,000 to a million fish in the average pen in British Columbia, or the average farm in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And it, of course, is going to attract predators. The farms are issued permits to shoot and kill persistent seals, sea lions, and other mammals that harass the fish in the pens. But in this instance, the sea lions tried to get into the pens themselves and then got caught in the predator nets, which are put out around the farm to protect the farm salmon, and strangled and drowned. Sea lions can stay underwater for about 10 to 15 minutes before they have to surface for air, so it would have been a slow and probably rather painful death. Unfortunately, we know that mammals are going to continue to drown as long as we have open neck cage salmon farms in our waters.
And it's not just the sea lions. Can you tell us about some of the other mammals that have been found in these nets?
Sure. Living Oceans put out a report on Monday in cooperation with a filmmaker at callingfromthecoast.com, Twyla Roskovich, and we released her video, underwater video, of another stellar sea lion caught in a net in the Broughton Archipelago at a mainstream farm. But the same farm, within a three-week period, had also reported the drowning death of a Pacific white-sided dolphin and a harbor porpoise. Both harbor porpoise and stellar sea lions are listed as species of special concern under Canada's Endangered Species Act. Unfortunately, the farms are only required to report to the federal government when they shoot and kill a predator. They're not required to report drowning deaths, so we really have no idea what the scale of the problem coastwide in, you know, the 80 farms that are usually operating at any given time in BC waters could be. There could be a multitude of mammals drowning, and no one in government has a handle on how serious those numbers are.
And yet some of the fish farmers are saying these are just pests, and so they should be shot or trapped or killed.
Well, I'm sure they are an annoyance if you're trying to raise a million fish in pens, and but, you know, this is the mammal's natural habitat, and perhaps the pests are the humans, and we need to look at ways of keeping our activities separate from the marine ecosystem so that we're not killing the mammals, but we're not killing the wild salmon, which are under siege from the fish farms.
And how can we do that?
Well, what Living Oceans and our allies in the Coastal Alliance for Aquaculture Reform are recommending in British Columbia waters are closed contained tanks, some sort of impermeable barrier between the farm fish and the marine ecosystem. This could be done by floating concrete tanks. There's a project in development right now looking at that technology. There have been tests on floating bag systems, which may have their problems. You know, the technology needs work, but it also needs support from our government to make it happen. Because what's happening is the provincial and federal governments are placing more importance on the bottom line of a number of large Norwegian multinationals who run these salmon farms in BC waters than they are on the future health of the marine ecosystem and the salmon stocks that belong to all British Columbians.
And I gather your concerns extend well beyond the sea mammals. The salmon themselves are endangered by these farms. Some people think, well, if you eat a farmed salmon, you're saving the wild salmon, but that isn't so.
No, that's industry marketing, and they're very good at it. But the reality is that when you place a million fish in pens on a wild salmon migratory route, you're going to have disease outbreaks, just like you would in any method of factory farming, which is what this is. And one of the problems on the fish farms is a parasite called a sea louse. And the farms attract the sea lice. They feed them. They're a perfect host for this parasite. You get billions of sea lice eggs being produced on these farms. And then the sea lice attach themselves to the tiny little baby salmon as they're migrating out of their natal streams. Some of these salmon weigh a gram. They're smaller than your little finger. And when they get three, four, five lice sucking their blood and eating their flesh, they die. And the farmers and the government always say, well, there's always been sea lice. Well, yes, there have been. And the sea lice attach themselves to the adult salmon. But nature had a way of protecting the juvenile salmon, because the adult salmon would come back from sea, the wild salmon, with lice on them. And once they entered the fresh water to spawn, the sea lice would fall off and die because they couldn't survive in fresh water. So all the sea lice would die. There'd be no host because the salmon would go upriver, spawn, and they'd die. When the young juvenile salmon emerged in the spring and swam out to sea as such tiny little fingerlings, they wouldn't encounter sea lice. There wouldn't be any. Now they're swimming through a gauntlet of fish farms loaded with lice looking for an easy target, and that's our wild salmon.
So what is your organization proposing to do about this?
Well, Living Oceans and our allies are advocating that the government phase out the open net cage farms, mandate a transition to closed contained tanks, support that with tax incentives for the companies that adopt that technology, invest in alternative energy sources, and, you know, help this to flourish, to provide jobs on the coast and to provide a better product, and then join forces and market the product as a much more ecologically sound type of farm salmon.
And in the meantime, can we go ahead and enjoy salmon from the supermarket?
You should always watch the labels. If it says Atlantic, it's probably farmed, because there are no commercially viable allowed Atlantic salmon fisheries anymore. The wild Atlantic salmon are, you know, hanging on by the skin of their teeth, basically. And so the only wild salmon is Pacific salmon. So first step, you go in the supermarket or a restaurant. If it says fresh, ask if it's farmed or wild. If it says Atlantic, you know it's farmed. Don't eat the farmed, and ask the restaurant or the supermarket to demand that their suppliers provide a more sustainable product. This product from open net cages in Chile, in BC, in Norway is simply not sustainable, and it's destroying ocean health.
And slightly off topic, but I heard that at one of your protests, it was in the newspaper, that one of the premier's men, or somebody at least paid by the Liberal Party, had paid a protester to show up at when you're protesting about salmon farming.
That's right. The groups that I work with were conducting a protest outside a Safeway store because we're trying to get Safeway to change their policy. As a leader in the grocery sector, we feel that they're capable of making that change. And this guy who's currently on trial in British Columbia, it was revealed that he paid someone $100 to come down to the Safeway protest where we were asking the company to change their policy and hassle the protest and say that people were destroying jobs on the coast. And this is always the industry's line, and the communities who back the current practices are saying, well, you're going to kill our jobs, you're going to kill our community, you're just opposed to aquaculture entirely. Well, the name of the coalition that Living Oceans is part of is the Coastal Alliance for Aquaculture Reform, and I think the name couldn't speak more clearly about our purpose, which is to change the practices of the industry, make it more sustainable, and make it something British Columbians can be proud of. If they're employed there, they can stand up and say it's a good thing.
And how do our neighbors feel about it in Washington State or Alaska?
Washington State has a few fish farms. Alaska has banned them. Alaska does what's called ocean ranching, which the industry here likes to compare to fish farming, but it's not quite the same thing. They raise the juveniles in pens until they reach a certain size, and then they release them. So they're not concentrating all the waste and the feces and the waste food and the disease that salmon can get when they're crowded into those conditions for their full length of their growth cycle. Just don't develop in the sea pens in the ocean ranching in Alaska. The United States is currently looking at the possibility of offshore aquaculture, which takes it out beyond the 3 or 12 mile limit into the open ocean and has submerged pens. But there's a lot of concern on the part of U.S. environmental groups about the potential impacts of that type of aquaculture as well. Best thing we need to do is enclose the fish, keep them separate from the marine environment, and we'll solve an awful lot of the problems associated with fish farming.
And where can we find out more about this?
You can go to www.livingoceans.org, which is the organization I work with, or you can go to the coalition website, which is called farmedanddangerous.org.
Farmedanddangerous.org. I like that. We've been talking with Catherine Stewart of the Living Ocean Society. Thanks a lot for dropping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for your interest in the issue. It's pretty critical.